Today's podcast is specifically about dealing with your relationships during quarantine. And the reason why I want to talk about this is because I noticed that recently there's a lot of energy shifts that's happening globally. And with all of the chaos that's happening, and because the universe is going through this big change or cleansing right now, it's actually affecting many people's energy and mood, and that's having an impact on their relationships. And this is actually bound to happen because we as human beings are connected with every situation that's happening around us. So whether you're just in a situation where you're being affected by, let's say, the virus or the riots or anything, or even if you're not, you're far away from it, but you still feel affected on some level when, for instance, you hear the news every time, you might want to listen to this and take some benefit out of it if you are experiencing that your relationship might be having a little bit of a chaos because of these situations. Now, sometimes when this kind of things happen, they build a lack of understanding or arguments where people start feeling a little bit short with each other, and then certain things can stem out of that to even get to the point of a breakup or separation. So before moving on, I do want to mention though that I'm certainly not a relationship coach, and whatever advice I have here today is purely based on my intuition and on things that have personally always worked out for me in my life. So I thought you might find some of the things that I have to say to be helpful for you as well. So I want to give you a couple of ways to align yourself together with your loved ones so that you don't end up sabotaging or losing somebody that you love in these days. Okay, the first thing is the practice of non-reaction. We need to understand that the moment things happen, let's say for example if somebody is feeling a little bit off, they will say something to you and they don't really mean it. You see, it's not like people hate you because, you know, we're talking about two people who are in love, right? So they don't really mean to say it, but when they say it or they do a certain thing which sort of picks up and then you get aggressive or you get upset or you get angry or you get reactive over it, what happens actually is that by reacting to their negative energy, you are giving fuel to it. When you give attention to somebody's anger, their anger amplifies. If you give attention to somebody's care, their care for you will amplify. It actually works both ways. So if somebody is in a bad mood, you don't want to amplify their negative energy by reacting back on the spot. What you need to do instead is learn how to be responsible. And what is being responsible? Your responsibility is your ability to respond, not in a way that feeds the negative energy of the other person, but in a way that gives out a vibe of love and kindness. Respond not for the sake of making yourself right in the argument, because that's really not the time to do that. When you respond, your motive should just be to cool things down at that time, in that moment. And if we keep this motive in mind every time we are indulging or about to indulge in an argument, it really helps to cool down situations that might otherwise actually blow out of proportion. Okay, now the second step is acceptance. What this means is accept that this is just how the universe is globally. You know, many a times when we are going through a difficult situation, we start having thoughts like, why does this always happen to me? So instead, if you can just accept that the whole universe is like this globally, and every single person goes through their fair share of trials and problems in some shape or form at some point in their life, then you'll be able to accept the challenges that you come across more easily, and that includes any challenges that you might be facing in your relationships. Even in nature, if you look at it, right? Storms happen. Sometimes you have sunny days. Sometimes you have rainy days. Sometimes storms can last a little bit longer. And this is what the whole world is facing right now. So in your relationship, you can also come to an acceptance that this is nature. Sometimes you can have one day that's rainy. Sometimes you can have 15 days that's rainy, you know? So don't let the global pandemic and everything that's happening affect your relationships, because, you know, otherwise your relationship would also start going through a pandemic of its own, right? Try to accept that maybe this is actually a time for you to focus on your personal development, or perhaps to bring yourself to another spiritual level. Because when we start seeing things like this, we begin to realize that things don't happen to us, things happen for us. You see, there's always some good in every situation that we have to face, if only we are willing to look for it. So just think of the situation as though the universe is sort of putting all human beings on a test to see which ones are the actual special spirits who can rise out of this situation with better potential within themselves instead of just sitting and complaining about what's going on. And understand that those of you who are able to manage your relationship through this phase will actually have your relationship really blossom after this, because you are going through the tough times together, and the toughest times are what actually build the strongest relationships. Okay, so the next thing to do or practice is to act with compassion. And not just towards those who are close to you, but overall towards anybody you get a chance to interact with. When you show compassion and kindness to anyone that you speak to, you naturally build up this kind vibe within you that's going to be reflected upon the most to those who are spending the whole time or most of their time with you. Okay, so that's all about it. I hope this advice has been of use to you. And even if you're feeling agitated or frustrated with the situation right now, just try to give these steps a little bit of practice and see if that makes it any better in terms of how you feel in this kind of tough times.